Tuesday, baby, and the work as a fantasy hockey GM doesn't stop, and that's why the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast doesn't sleep. You're tapped into the latest, and we're taking a look at the top blue paint pillars, the duos across the NHL, goalies that you need to have your eyes on. We're breaking it all down and Tuesday's bets. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's get this paper.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hockey heads, fantasy fanatics, and degenerate gamblers, welcome back inside the lab to your daily source. It's the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Shout out to the everydayers. Much love for holding us down and making us your first listen every single day. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. Make every moment more. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 if your bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn to get started. Steele, tomorrow's episode, you and I are going to have a lot to talk about. How about this NHL? Hatties galore. It's buzzing. The playoff picture. We got a lot to talk about on tomorrow's episode, but you know how we butter our bread on this show. Top fives, countdowns. We have to look at it because especially, you know me in the blue paint, baby, goaltenders, and you and I have highlighted this. If you slack in your goaltending lineup, it's really hard to come back from these kinds of holes. You've done it this season, making trades. We're taking a look at the top tandems in the NHL, top five anyway. Steele and I haven't spoken about our lists off air. This could get interesting. Tuesday night's bets. I believe we have 7 or 8 games on the board, Steele. I got some ones that I'm feeling. You and I are cooking right now. I'm excited for bets, but let's talk about it. Goalies, that's what we're focusing on today's episode. Who do you have as maybe an honorable mention, perhaps, or at your five spot?
No honorable mentions for me this time. Just going straight to the fifth position here in the top five tandems in the NHL, starting with the Winnipeg Jets tandem and Connor Hellebuyck and Laurent Brossoit at the fifth spot for me. And the reason, you know, people might have them a little bit higher just because of Connor Hellebuyck, but I'm going down a little bit. I'm taking them at number five here just because of the workload or lack thereof that Laurent Brossoit gets, even though I'm very confident in his ability. So at number five, I've got Connor Hellebuyck and Laurent Brossoit. Connor Hellebuyck himself, 927 save percentage, 2.13 goals against average. I've spoken very highly about him as top number one fantasy goaltender over the last 5 years. He's been an absolute stud and a huge reason as to why the Winnipeg Jets are so successful and so good this season. But Laurent Brossoit is a great backup goaltender to have. And I know he doesn't get as much playing time as he probably wants to, but where he's been, and especially this season, like he's only played 13 games. He's 7-4-2 on the season, but he's got a 920 save percentage, a 2.2 goals against average. And this is a guy that his team can feel comfortable and confident for him to come into the game, start the game and just really take over and play a consistent level of hockey. So at number five, I've got the Winnipeg Jets tandem.
They got to be on this list. For me, they should be higher, much higher in terms of my opinion. Number one, because of how good Connor Hellebuyck is. And I know you and I look at these sometimes with different fantasy lenses, and that's okay. They're on the list. However, the New York Jets, holy, this isn't the NFL pod steal. The Winnipeg Jets have allowed the least goals against in the entire NHL this season. Connor Hellebuyck is the lead for the Vezina. So for me, those 2 points right there, they should be higher, but they're on this list. And I'll keep my breakdown perhaps for when I speak to them higher up this list. Honorable mention, it's the New York Islanders. And they were on this list for me, and they were actually pretty high. But when I looked at the numbers this year for Sorokin, he hasn't been great. And this New York Islanders team has been getting pumped with regularity. Do I still think they have all the makings to make the playoffs? For sure. Are they going to maybe be active at the deadline? I could see Tarasenko. Those rumors are out there. That could be huge. And you know how much I love Sorokin. I just don't think they deserve to be in the top five given the overall performance and the numbers. He's not even in the top 10 steal. Yeah. In the three categories, he's usually at the top at. Shutouts, save percentage, and goals against. He's not in the top 10 in any of those. So for me, they need to be honorable mention. And at number five, it's Adin Hill and Logan Thompson. Adin Hill has been sensational. He's the Stanley Cup winning goaltender. Who won the Conn Smythe last year, Steele? I don't even remember. He could have easily been the Conn Smythe winner.
Was it Jonathan Marchessault?
It was, or Eichel. I don't even know. I forget. We'll look it up in a second. But the point remains, Aiden Hill has been nothing short of sensational since about what? The second round of the postseason all the way through till today. He has been lights out. I think he's at the top of the, speaking of top tens.
Yes.
Aiden Hill leads the NHL in goals against at the 2.06 mark and the save percentage at 9.31. That to me right there, along with the quality that Logan Thompson, I know, has been a little bit up and down lately, 16-10-4 for Logan Thompson. I think this is an amazing tandem. I'll leave it at this. I'll leave you have your speak. But I really do think, and also when you look at the numbers and success, Vegas Golden Knights are there at all of those. So Logan Thompson and Aiden Hill for me, number five at this list, although I could see them higher.
Yeah, and they are higher for me, a little bit higher than the number five spot for me between Aiden Hill and Logan Thompson. And again, like, we look at this very, very differently sometimes, and I'm just going to make this point. We're going off the basis of both of the goaltenders together, not just one goaltender. Sure. So I understand Connor Hellebuyck being, again, the best goaltender fantasy-wise, one of the best goaltenders right now, even, but we got to look at Laurent Brossoit and the tandem that the Winnipeg Jets are, and each team have. So for that reason, that's why the Jets for me were at number five, and I've got Aiden Hill and Logan Thompson a little bit higher. But at number four, and the reason why it comes at number four is for that exact reason, is the workload that Jonathan Quick has got so far for the New York Rangers. Yeah. I've got Igor Shesterkin and Jonathan Quick tandem at number four on the top five tandem here. Oh, that's great. That's perfect. And I feel great
synergy,
about that.
Synergy, baby.
And I understand, to your point about Ilya, the same thing that you're talking about with Ilya Sorokin. Not the best season that we've seen out of Igor Shesterkin. A 901 save percentage, but the goals against average is all right. It's a 2.85. He's got a great record, 22-12
and record
1.
Is sensational.
This is a guy that you're – this is a goaltender that's going to be taken, I don't know, top five every single time out of goaltenders in draft leagues, because he's just going to be so incredible for a long time in the NHL. But the reason I have them ahead of the Jets is because of the workload. It's a little bit different than we see with Connor Hellebuyck and the Winnipeg Jets. Igor Shesterkin, 35 games played. Jonathan Quick, 19 games played. And this is what I talked about last season about the New York Rangers having no confidence in their backup goaltender Yaroslav Halak's ability to come into a game and really just play consistently. And Jonathan Quick has given them that, you know, relief a little bit this entire season. 13-4-2 record, a 9.7 percentage, a 2.36 goals against average. He's been the better goaltender between Shesterkin and himself.
Yeah.
So I've got them at number four. And again, reason because of the little bit of a slight difference in workload.
Yeah, no, I'm here for the take, because we also know maybe right now it's not going to hold as much water as if he starts getting pumped down the stretch. And I'm talking about Connor Hellebuyck, because we saw this as an issue for the Jets last year in the postseason. The man looked absolutely gassed. Yeah. He also sees a lot of rubber. I don't know about the numbers this season, but I know last season they were allowing more shots, I believe. Anyhow, John Quick. I actually feel good for Johnny Quick after I think the LA Kings did him a little bit dirty. This is a two-time cup winner for that LA Kings franchise, and I believe he found out on like Twitter or something like that that he was being traded. That's just straight up gutless, and you know how I like to defend me goalie, Steele. He's also a Conn Smythe and a two-time Jennings Trophy winner as the best tandem in the NHL. So Jonathan Quick and Igor Shesterkin are at number four, because I also am not giving up on Igor Shesterkin.
Yeah.
This is one of those things that if you were talking about just this year, I don't think Sorokin deserves any kind of honorable mention either, but let's not poo-poo one of the best goaltenders still going just because he's struggling right now. So these lists can fluctuate. That's me copping out a bit, Steele. But Jonathan Quick has saved this New York Rangers team's bacon this season, because those wins in Shesterkin's column, I don't think go there if the confidence of this team to fall back on their backup, like they haven't been with Yaroslav Halak, they don't put up as many wins overall that they do this season. So that's what I'll say about that. His numbers have been solid, 2.36 goals against and a 9.17 save percentage. Let's see what the rest of our list shakes out to be right after the break. We always say keep it tight, Steele, and we struggle to do so because you and I like firing off at the hip with these hockey takes. However, if you're firing off a few bets, you know where you'll be placing those. That's at FanDuel Sportsbook. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Get buckets with your first bet on FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 wager. That's $150 if your bet wins. Bet on all of your favorite NBA players and teams with quick bets, live same game parlays, steal a nice favorite, exclusive props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon and shoot your shot. FanDuel, official partner of the NBA.
And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure you make your way over to the YouTube channel of Locked On Sports Today, the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. You can also find it now on Amazon Fire TV. Absolutely electric. Locked On Sports Today is here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with local experts of Locked On, plus the national shows covering every single league. So make sure you go over to YouTube, subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel, and also check it out on Amazon Fire TV. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Continue to hit the subscribe, the follow button, leave a five-star review. Continuing on the conversation of the top five best tandems in the NHL, in the blue paint.
Yes, sir.
Again, we're probably going to have the same
Same
top five here, but at number three, where I think we went a little bit differently, this is where I went with the Vegas Golden Knights tandem of Logan Thompson and Aiden Hill.
That.
Just because of the workload, it's more of a 50-50 split, maybe 60-40, but because that was because Aiden Hill was injured for quite a while. But sure, I think this has got to be one of the best tandems in the NHL, and what Vegas has done, what they've showed us all, from last year when they went through that goalie carousel, Logan Thompson and Aiden
Hill. Yeah, that Hill was wild.
That was absolutely wild, but they showed us that they came out on top, and it wasn't just a fluke for them. And Aiden Hill especially, he's been injured for he's back now, but he was injured for a long time for the Vegas Golden Knights, but he's played 21 games. He's got a 14-4-2 record, a .931 save percentage, a 2.06 goals against average. And then Logan Thompson still got a great record, 16-10-4, a 2.77 goals against average, a little bit lower of a save percentage, but these are two young guys, or, you know, in Logan Thompson's case, I think Aiden Hill's only 28 as well. So still pretty young, and he's in his prime right now.
Yep.
And these are two guys that they're not paying, you know, incredible amount of money for.
No,
they've got great deals. This is cheap deals for the Vegas Golden Knights, and two goaltenders that you can rely on. I obviously prefer Aiden Hill, like most people probably do. But to me, this is the top three best tandem in the NHL.
And there's a theme here. You know me and my theme steal with these winning clubs. This is the stretch where you got to identify this. Aside from just a betting angle, you got to have your finger on the pulse, because these are the teams that you want to be a part of acquiring pieces for your squad. And when you take a look at teams at the bottom of the NHL, and I mean like the top of least goals allowed, all of these clubs, aside from maybe one outlier with the Colorado Avalanche, who are up there in goals against this season because maybe, perhaps, workload with Alexander Georgiev. All of the teams, Steele, that we figure as real cup threats, Florida, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Boston, Vegas, even Carolina and New York, are all top 7-8 goals against clubs in the NHL. Defense wins championships. Of course, it's nice to roll three lines of offensive studs. Take a look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. We know blue line and goaltender play is how you win rings. So keep your eyes peeled on, I would say, all of these clubs, because aside from maybe the New York Islanders who have been mentioned, all of these clubs are real, real good. And I'll just leave it at this with my next team. Yeah, because we caught four. We're at three. Here we go. Vancouver Canucks, man. They just got pumped by the Minnesota Wild. So it's a little bit difficult to talk about the best tandems in the league when you allowed a 10-piece. However, Thatcher Demko, after a year last year where I think Thatcher Demko was one of those most discussed players between you and I, because you owned him for a little while, I owned him, he was injured, then he played bad, then he played great. Those days of inconsistent play from him, I think, are done. Sixth best goals against in the NHL this year, Steele, 2.45. Fifth best save percentage, .918, and he is second in shutouts with 5. He's been sensational. This Vancouver Canucks team is rumored to be adding even more pieces, Steele. And to me, I know Casey DeSmith over the last, I believe, 5 or 6, he's been bad. I think he's only like 1, 2, and 3 over his last 6 games. To the start of the season, though, you can back me up here, he was also sensational. So to me, this duo deserves to be right there at the top of the league. And they are playing for the best team in the NHL, so why not?
Yeah, I don't think I'll go as far as saying Casey DeSmith was sensational at the beginning of the season, but he was really good for them, especially, okay. You know,
thank you.
And again, this is where I think you and I took a little bit of a different route, but for me, it's the games played and the workload that Thatcher Demko really gets. Like Casey DeSmith is sitting at an 8.896 save percentage and a 3.06 goals against average, and I understand that he's been playing pretty bad recently and it didn't play great the other day against the Minnesota Wild as well. Like 10 goals in, I believe. I don't even know if they switched goaltenders halfway through. But to me, nevertheless, like this is a conversation where, I mean, I completely disagree with this take with the Vancouver Canucks tandem because
it's solely
based on Thatcher Demko's production and what he's done. It's not really been Casey DeSmith this season. And it's kind of, this
Casey
might
DeSmith
actually
come. Has a 906 save percentage and a 7.35 record. That's pretty good for a backup.
He's got an 896 save percentage. It's just probably worse than that now after the Wild. I don't know if it's been updated.
He only allowed 4 goals in that game, considering there was 10, but I'm here for this take. Actually, wait. Yeah, the numbers aren't even.
And this take might come to bite me back in the butt, but I think the stats are going to prove otherwise when I get to my number one tandem in the NHL. But you know, they were on the list for me. You know, if I had an honorable mention, they might be number 7 or 8. They definitely weren't number 6. But yeah, I think this is where we went a little bit of a different route, and this is definitely where I disagree on this tandem being a top 5 in the NHL. For me, though, at number 2, this is probably a team that you obviously have in your number 2. It's the Boston Bruins. They come in at number 2 for me. Linus Allmark and Jeremy Swayman have just been unreal. They did win the game the other day against the Dallas Stars 4-3 in a shootout. Before that, though, they were on a 4 or 5 game losing streak, and I think it came to reality a little bit that the truth about this Boston Bruins team, they're still a great team. They're still a Stanley Cup threat, right. But the tandem of Jeremy Swayman and Linus Allmark really bolstered up their success this season. And those two guys are a reason for winning a lot of games for the Boston Bruins this year. So Jeremy Swayman and Linus Allmark coming at number 2, a 922 save percentage for Swayman, a 914 for Linus Allmark. Both guys have a similar record, 17-6-7 for Swayman, 16-6-4 for Linus Allmark. Boston Bruins wouldn't be in this position without those two guys.
Most definitely. They're number 1 on my list. They're the reigning Jennings Trophy winner, the reigning Vezina winner. And I just think, looking at the exact point you just mentioned, to me that means they have the best tandem, but they got to be right there at the top. So we can nitpick on that one. The numbers are there, though, to back this one up. And you know what? I have the Winnipeg Jets at number 2. And just to go back to your Laurent Boisseau point, 920 save percentage, 2.22 goals against, and they have the Vezina leading goaltender right now in Hellebuck. And just to go back to Thatcher Demko, the number 2 Vezina favorite in Vegas. So we're looking at it at different angles for sure. But I'll also say this, to kind of go against your point, the Vancouver Canucks are the best team in the NHL. And a lot of it has had to do with their goaltending. Say what you will about DeSmith over the last 4 or 5. To start the year when the Canucks were really starting to cook, he was solid. But I'm here for the takes. I'm here for the disagreement. To me, it's clear in a way that it is the Boston Bruins either at 1 or 2. So at least we're not off the mark on that. I do have to give a shout out to Laurent Boisseau, though, who has been solid in all of his appearances this year that I've seen, 7-4-2 record as well. So also the workload angle you're saying, I'm here for it. But if you're playing a 13-game clip in the NHL and you're still putting up 2.2 goals against and a 920 save percentage, to me that improves your quality even more so, in my opinion. However, this is one of those intriguing conversations, Steele, that I love having because, let's be honest, getting even one of these goaltenders, let alone 2 on your fantasy roster, is difficult. So you're going to have to know how you're managing your goaltending lineup, because if you don't get one of these guys and you have to get really creative in that 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th tiers, that's when things go off the rails very quickly, just to bring it back to fantasy. However, I'm liking this lineup.
Yeah, you know, this is definitely an interesting, this is not where I thought you were going to go. So this is going to be an interesting conversation when we come back after the break and I reveal my number one tandem in the NHL. Then we'll get to big time bets. But first, this episode is also brought to you by Game Time. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. That's why Flip and I always use the Game Time app. Game Time is the fastest and easiest way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and the best price guaranteed. lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, and job loss protection. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. They are obsessed with finding ways to help you save money on tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. It's the place to find last-minute seats. Download Game Time app, create an account, and use code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off your first purchase. Again, create an account, redeem code LOCKEDONNHL for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Continue to smash that subscribe, the follow button, leave a five-star review. We appreciate all that love and support you show us Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. If you like this episode, let us know in the comments below. Let us know if you agree or disagree with this top five tandems list between Flip and I. Flip at number one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect you to have them at number one, but the fact that they're not even on the list is absolutely absurd to me. Uh-oh. At number one, I've got the Florida Panthers tandem of Sergei Bobrovsky and Anthony Stolarz. And again, this is the point where I said this might come to bite me in the butt a little bit later to, you know, a little bit of a different workload between those two goalies, but you can't ignore the numbers from Anthony Stolarz this season. He's only played, he's been in 17 games, but he's only started 15, but the numbers don't lie. 9-5-2 record with a .926 save percentage, a 1.97 goals against average.
Yeah,
and then good. You've got Sergei Bobrovsky, who's been revitalized since the postseason last year, the entire postseason, entire season this year, 27-10-2 record, a .914 save percentage, a 2.41 goals against average. It looks like Sergei Bobrovsky's in his prime right now. Stolarz has been a fantastic backup. And again, like to me, I can't even fathom the fact that they're not in your top five tandems this year. I'll leave it at that.
That's fine. Connor Hellebuck, number one favorite for the Vezina, Vegas. You don't want to believe me, Steele. Believe
tandems,
the analyst.
Tandems.
Number two favorite,
off of one
Thatcher Demko. Just saying, Steele, the best goaltenders in the league deserve to have the tandems that are the best. And I know you're placing a lot of emphasis on the secondary goalie, and I appreciate that. I'm not going to chirp you at all. And you know what? The Florida Panthers duo should have definitely had honorable mention for sure. But in my opinion, every single backup or secondary goalie on this list is better than Anthony Stolarz. So I'm not here for them being ahead of tandems. Like, come on, they're not a better tandem than Hellebuck, Swayman, or even whoever I had at third. I don't think they are. Oh, the Canucks. No, come on. Anyway. I'm here for it because Sergei Bobrovsky's also got their team going from the cup final to one of the best in the league this year. So it's not like it's off the rails. I'll say this, though. When it comes down to it down the stretch, and that's why I appreciate you highlighting that it might come back to bite you, I guess I'm just not going to buy into them as much as I'm going to buy into the other teams that I've stuck by, and that's the Winnipeg Jets. So you've predicted the Florida Panthers, and I respect that you're standing by them because I was wrong on that one, too. You had them in. I didn't. You weren't feeling Winnipeg. I did. So there you go. That's why we do this show together. And you know what? I'm with you. I should have had them as an honorable mention because I also believe looking at this overall goals against list, which I have obviously been bringing up quite a bit, I believe they, and yes, they are right there ahead of just behind the Winnipeg Jets. They are the second best at goals against at 134. So there you go. I'm doing your own argument for you, but that's what we do as friends on this show, my friend. However, let's get the bets. Where are you looking tonight? I got three picks, three different games. How are you feeling?
Well, I guess I'll just continue on the conversation of the Florida Panthers.
Oh, here he is.
Exactly where I'm going to.
Here he is.
Same game parlay for this matchup against the Ottawa Senators. Look,
wait, so Bobrovsky anytime assists?
No, that's exactly my lock of the night. No. But look, I'm going back to back with the Florida teams against this Ottawa Senators club right now because they have just been like, they let me down every single time. I try to put a little bit of faith in them. They let me down in a big way. So I'm going after the Ottawa Senators at this point, betting wise. I took the same game parlay with the Tampa Bay Lightning. The game hasn't started yet, so I'm hoping that hits. But I'm going back to a Florida team for a same game parlay. I'll get to my bets now. First pick of the night. Panthers on the puck line against the Ottawa Senators. In the last 10 games, the Panthers have won 8 of them. 7 out of those 8 were by 2 or more goals. Take the puck line. It's got to be free money against this terrible Ottawa Senators club. Just believe me, please. Panthers puck line first pick. second pick of the same game parlay. Panthers, Senators over 6.5 in this matchup. I forgot to write down the number, but if I can remember correctly, I believe 8 out of the last 10 have also been over the 7 or 8 have been over the number as well. They score a ton of goals. Panthers usually crush them. That's the second pick for me, the over 6.5 in that matchup. Final pick of the night, Matthew Tkachuk, anytime goal. The older brother is going to reign supreme over Brady. Ooh. He's going to dog him out there. It might get like a little intense between the Tkachuk brothers, but that's the final pick. Matthew Tkachuk, anytime goal. Lock of the night, though, Panthers puck line.
Unlike some of your goaltending tandem suggestions, Steele, I'm really feeling this one. And to back up your numbers, there's 6 of the last 9 meetings between these two have gone over the number. So let me actually open up with a little over of myself, Vancouver Canucks into the Colorado Avalanche. I'm a bit concerned about this angle of both teams getting pumped recently, Steele, and then, having to really clamp down defensively. That sometimes happens. Yeah. But all of the numbers of late, Vancouver, Colorado, these are two teams involved in very crooked number results. Head-to-head as well, not as advantaged to the over. 5 of the last 9 have gone over the total, so it's a pretty even split. But I'm just looking at it, how these two teams are playing. 4 of Vancouver's last 6 over the number. 5 of Colorado's last 6 over the number. I'm just feeling this one. It's a bit more of a gut play on this kind of angle. But when you look at Vancouver allowing a 10-piece in their last game, Colorado has put up multiple games in a row allowing 3 or more. You know where I'm going with this. So hit me with the over 6.5, and I'm not going to get too serious about it. However, the next two picks I am going to get serious about, because this LA Kings club is playing a lot better hockey right now. Sometimes letting the coach go is all you need. 5-1 in their last 6 games. 10-2 when playing at home against these Columbus Blue Jackets. The Columbus Blue Jackets are doo-doo. 6 wins in their last 20 games, Steele. I'm betting against them heavy. I don't even care. Kings, puck line, they're going to dust them. That's the angle. And you know I'm going back to Old Faithful, baby. New York Islanders on the road into Pittsburgh. The New York Islanders aren't playing good hockey. And you know me in the head-to-heads. And when I talk about Sidney Crosby, I don't play around. But how about in his career against the New York Islanders? And I know you're smiling because you know this. Sidney Crosby has more points in his regular season career against the New York Islanders than any other team he's ever played in 84 career regular season games. And I know they're Metro Division opponents. It doesn't matter. He owns them. 84 regular season games for Sid. 132 points, including 91 assists. He's over an assist per game player against this Islanders team. Sidney Crosby, anytime assist, that's the lock of the night, and you know it, Steele.
Love the picks. I got a few comments on them. First, the first pick, I agree with you, the over 6.5 in that matchup for the Colorado Avalanche and the Vancouver Canucks.
That's the one I'm the most worried about, but I'm still liking it.
I'm not worried about that because Gorgiev's been really bad. They're going to overplay him this year. And again, the workload is clearly getting to him. And again, a back-to-back for the Vancouver Canucks after getting pumped. I don't even know if it's pumped because it was a crazy score, 10-7. Yeah. No, never. Again, regardless of that, I agree with you on the over 6.5. I agree with you with this Columbus take. However, watch how you speak about the Columbus Blue Jackets because you might upset our boy Troy out there. He could come for you in the comment section.
Troy. No disrespect. Shout out to Troy one time.
No disrespect to Columbus out there, but I agree with you. They are very bad. So I like that pick as well. Finally, I love the going back to the well here on the anytime assist. And look, I said this the other day a little bit after that absolute embarrassment collapse from the New York Islanders. Oh, there he is right there on that on that great book. I said this on Twitter the other day. I'm starting to lose faith in this New York Islanders club.
Yeah, for
I
good
can't
reason.
Believe that embarrassing loss to the New York Rangers the other day, up 4-1, lose 6-5 in overtime. Just absolute embarrassment from them. So we'll see how it goes from there, but I love all three of those picks. Going back to the well with the lock of the night, Sidney Crosby, anytime assist. My lock of the night, Panthers puck line. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Remember, go check out Locked On Sports Today's YouTube channel. They are here for you 24/7, covering the top sports stories of the day with local experts of Locked On, plus the national shows covering every single league. You can also find it on Amazon Fire TV. Go check it out. Thank you again so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.